Just what is cholesterol? What role does it play in our bodies? And why is it so important to keep an eye on it? Jonathan Morell is a GP from Cholesterol UK.
Cholesterol is a vitally important substance for human beings because it plays the structural part in the wall of every cell in the body. It also helps make hormones and bile salts, which are useful in the digestive process. Trouble is, if you have too much, it can deposit itself in that lining of artery walls and cause nuisance in the form of heart attacks, strokes, and leg artery disease. And we know that this is an extremely common problem throughout the world, but particularly in the UK, where we're a bad country for vascular disease, they're called. We're a bad country for high cholesterol. We know that reducing cholesterol by only a small amount, say 10%, would reduce the death rate by 10% too, and even more in younger people. For example, a 40-year-old man could reduce his risk of a coronary attack, a heart attack, by half by reducing cholesterol by only 10%. We at Cholesterol UK believe very strongly that if people actually knew more about their heart health and looked after it properly, thousands of lives could be saved each year.
So how do you go about reducing your cholesterol?
Cholesterol can be reduced in two ways, really. One is by adopting a healthy lifestyle, which is complex and multifaceted, and also we can do it pharmacologically with drugs. I think the problem is, at the moment, we've got things the wrong way around. We in the health service are very much targeted with tackling those people who've already had heart disease or had a stroke and trying to reduce their cholesterol aggressively with drugs and diet. And I think if we could prevent these diseases in the first place by a healthier attitude and approach to diet and lifestyle, that would actually be much more successful in a healthier nation.
Now, what sort of things should you be doing? I mean, is it the no smoking, the no salt? What's involved?
These things are all important, and we're surrounded, aren't we, at the moment by campaigns to reduce our salt, which is highly laudable, to reduce blood pressure. We're bombarded with the effects of the obesity epidemic and the rising tide of diabetes that we're about to face. And we all know we mustn't smoke, and we can't go along a road without seeing advertising hoardings with cigarettes dripping with fat. And these are all very successful campaigns. But I think we mustn't lose sight of the fact that in all these diseases, heart attack, stroke and arterial disease in the legs, that cholesterol is the central risk factor. And I don't want cholesterol to get lost in a mass of other campaigns. And I believe, and we believe at Cholesterol UK, that there should be a more joined up approach, really, and that all these things should be tackled together.
Now, who should be doing that joined up approach? Is it you as a charity should be getting together, the government should be doing it? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. Just the joined up phrase really gives you the answer. And of course, it's all of us, and it's us individually as human beings, as developers of these diseases, if you like. But it's also those that, if you like, look after us, from government down through health services, the media even, responsible for appropriate messaging. It's all of us should work together with the same messages. In my sector, I work particularly as a GP in Hastings. GPs at the moment, we're obsessed with our new way of working, a new contract we have, which rewards us for appropriate activities in people who are at high risk of developing further vascular disease, heart attacks and strokes and so on. But really, we're looking at people who've already had disease. Stable doors and horses come to mind. We should be focusing on preventing disease in the first place, and there are lots of ways of doing that. We asked GPs recently and practice nurses what they thought was the central risk factor for heart disease, and only 5% of GPs and 7% of practice nurses actually came up with the right answer. They all thought smoking was the right answer, which is a very laudable thing to do. But for heart disease, this dreadful scourge in the UK, it's lowering cholesterol that's important. So we want to call on government particularly to alter the contract for general practitioners to give increased priority to health promotion and away from this sort of sickness service that we're providing, focusing on diseases that are already present. Important, but vital, really, for the future to prevent these diseases occurring in the first place. We need better training for nurses and doctors in the delivery of lifestyle messages, eating the right things, stopping smoking, and so on.
Now, if GPs don't know about cholesterol and are not giving their patients the right answer, where can I go for the right information?
Well, GPs do know about cholesterol, but very much their knowledge is geared towards active treatment, to some extent with diet, but particularly with the powerful drugs that we have. And it's very appropriate that people at very high risk should have those drugs. But for many people at lower risk, there's still a benefit in lowering cholesterol. As you age, your cholesterol will get higher and you will run into problems later on. So we're all about prevention with diet and lifestyle. Your GP is the person to talk to, your practice nurse is a person to talk to, and now we even have pharmacists who are becoming interested in the role. And of course, now we see even cholesterol drugs being available at the pharmacist's discretion, almost over the counter.
That's Jonathan Morell.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.